Yes, but it's a funny thing about the children's hour. On one hand, this play concerning a malicious teenager who, among other things, ruins the lives of two teachers at a private school is clearly a work of its time. Hellman's three-actor, done in two longish acts at the GAM, is a melodramatic piece with a capital M. Long periods of dialogue, even done at a brisk pace, simply slow this 83-year-old work significantly. Early on, you find yourself wondering if the play will ever get to its point, if it will pick up its pace, please. But eventually, the children's hour begins to take hold. It catches you, setting up a certain connection, not just to 1934, but clearly, to me at least, to 2017. The children's hour, you see, takes the attitude that lying can, all too often, be poisonous. The teenager lies, a grandmother lies, the two teachers manage to hide their own truths. Why, even the 1930s untrue view of a cranky, funny Irish maid is thrown about. The central thrust becomes clear. Director Rachel Walsh has said she sees the play as concerning protecting children. Others see it as a picture of anti-gay hatred. I find it, overall, about the terrible damage that falsity could bring about. Make a lie, keep it up, let others get involved, and you may well watch the drowning of decent people, bad people, gay people, straight people, all kinds of folks. Is it too much of a stretch, then, to look at a lying teenager in the 1930s and to move on to such things as fake news, or even the untrue and all too often unsigned views espoused on Twitter and Facebook? I don't think so. At the GAM, Madeline Lambert and Karen Carpenter play the teachers with considerable humanness. They are both youngish women struggling to make their way in a man's world and to work out their own difficult relationship. They nicely display the mixed feeling that playwright Hellman certainly wanted to show. Wendy Overly plays the grandmother with, well, grandmotherly high energy, tough control, and eventually a loss as great as anyone else's. Another GAM veteran, Casey Seymour Kim, brings a character called Aunt Lily on with all sorts of broad drive. At first you think, oh, that's a bit much, but eventually you come to appreciate the goofiness. And as the teenager, Grace Favares, a senior at Smithfield High School herself, brings considerable power, viciousness, and fear to the child. Her strength is that she, somehow, makes the wicked teen someone you could care for, despite it all. Which is kind of how you might feel about the children's hour. For all its overwrought drive, its obvious out-of-touch length, it is a play that all Americans ought to be able to recognize. It's a work of art that had something to say in 1934 and still can speak out in 2017.